Red shirts divided over brain meat. Some faithful fear government will collude with elites. The red shirts are divided over the upcoming meeting between Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra, some cabinet ministers, and Privy Council President Prem Dinasilanon on Thursday. Ms. Yingluck will lead her deputies to call on General Prem and wish him a happy Thai New Year on the occasion of Songkran. They will also perform a Rot Nam Dam Hua, or blessing, ceremony for General Prem. Red Shirt Corps member Shinawatra Habunpat said yesterday some members of the movement were against the meeting, and it remains to be seen if the meeting will turn into collusion with the Amnat, a ruling elite. Mr. Shinawat, advisor to Transport Minister Jarupong Rungsawan, said most members of the Red Shirt United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship still supported the Pheutai Party-led government. But if the government compromises on its principles and colludes with the elite, it would be unacceptable to the Red Shirts, Mr. Shinawat said. It must not be forgotten how much the Red Shirts went through during the UDD's past protests before the government rose to power, he said. It is understandable the government is trying to foster reconciliation, but reconciliation must go beyond individuals, and it must correct the legal system to restore justice, Mr. Shinawat said. He said the Deputy Agriculture and Cooperatives Minister, Natawut Saigura, who was also a UDD core leader, had led rallies against General Prem in the past. It would be a bitter pill for Mr. Natawut, as a cabinet minister, to swallow if he has to participate. UDD Chair Tidata Wonse said the meeting had nothing to do with the Red Shirts, and the UDD is only concerned about how the government will solve the country's problems. She said she wants the government to release all Red Shirts detained in connection with the 2010 political violence and bring the real perpetrators to justice. But Kwan Sai Paipana, who heads the Konrakudon group and is also a leading UDD member, said the planned meeting should not stir up any strong feelings among the Red Shirts. Ms. Yingluck yesterday said she will lead her deputies to seek General Prem's blessing during the Thursday ceremony and thank him for attending the government's gala dinner on February 10th. Ms. Yingluck rejected suggestions that the government was trying to gain General Prem's support for its reconciliation bid. She said he had stayed out of politics and that the responsibility for handling political issues rests with the government. Deputy Prime Minister Yuttasat Sasibrapa said that General Prem's response to Ms. Yingluck's request for the meeting was a good sign for reconciliation, and the political climate should improve. General Yuttasat stressed that the government was duty-bound to restore national harmony. Deputy Prime Minister Chilum Yubamrung said General Prem is a respected figure, and it would be proper to seek his blessing during the ceremony. It was wrong to think that the meeting between the cabinet ministers and General Prem was politically motivated. Democrat Party leader Apisitwe Chatiwat said yesterday that if the Prime Minister really wants reconciliation, she should take Mr. Natawut and Pheutai MP and UDD Corps leader Jatupon Prompan along with her and tell them to apologize to General Prem for criticizing him during the UDD's past rallies.